Unemployed workers in four states will lose their extra $300 pandemic jobless benefit this week. Mississippi, Alaska, Iowa, and Missouri are the first of 25 states that will phase out the extra payments between now and mid-July. Supporters of ending the extra benefit early say they're trying to encourage Americans to get back into the workforce at a time when businesses can't find workers to fill open jobs. But could you call what's happening a labor shortage? Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, CBS Business News analyst and host of Jill on Money. Jill, welcome back.
Great to be with you.
And what do you think? You've been writing about this. Is it a true labor shortage?
It's hard to call it a labor shortage when we have millions of people who are about to be queued up to re-enter the labor force in the next few months. So I think there are a bunch of reasons that have contributed to some of the squeeze that's happening right now. The Fed tells us that about 20% of folks who are not working or working less are doing so for a simple reason. I have no one to take care of my kids, or I've had kids who are sort of doing the hybrid schooling method and someone's got to be home. Some folks say, I got to take care of my aging parents who are around. I am at risk. So a lot of this has to do with a little bit of the end of the pandemic era. And I think that that's incredibly important. There are also folks who said, hey, you know what? I'm going to take the summer off and I'll get back into the labor market after. All these people are coming out of the labor force at the same time. They're going to enter in slowly but surely. So I'm not sure we're actually at a shortage. Plenty of people could work. It's a question of what will induce them to get them back on the job.
I see. And just to stress your point a little further here, do you think things are going to get much better, say, in the fall when schools pick back up and many of them, or all of them, should be back in person?
Absolutely. And I also think that there's something real that happened during the pandemic that we should be aware of. And that is that, you know, there are a lot of people who were completely burnt out. They were frontline workers. They were people really highly impacted by this, either for health reasons or financially. They have taken this time to settle themselves and to try to figure out what comes next. I've heard from a ton of people from my podcast who've said, I'm not ready to retire, but I can't keep doing what I was doing. And obviously, the fact that there is an unemployment system with an extra federal benefit has surely assisted them, because they could take the time, because they had money coming in, to figure out what does come next.
But now many of them will not have that $300 benefit, which was a big help to them. How do you think it would affect individual families and then also the broader economy?
Yeah, it's so interesting because, you know, we've had a number of states of use, as you said, you know, there's more than two dozen that are actually opting out of that federal program that provides $300 per week until September 6th. So on one hand, I think, okay, I understand it. You don't want to necessarily have someone be out of the labor force when they could be in. That seems like a rational idea. But on the other hand, you're right. This has been a lifeline to a lot of people. It has allowed them to actually think about what is the best place for them to go next. It's also been really important to states themselves that these folks who have the money coming in, they're spending money in their local economies. I think it's a bit short-sighted for a state to say, hey, we're out of this benefit plan. They may actually end up getting fewer tax dollars in as a result of that decision.
Do you think when people start getting back into the workforce, they're going to have a lot more leverage than they did before the pandemic to get higher wages, for instance, because people are so hungry for workers?
Absolutely. And right now, we are already seeing wages start to tick up by 2% from a year ago, and it's going to accelerate. Fascinating here is that, you know, we've heard a lot of folks say, oh, you know, there's no one out there and this is a problem. And, you know, in classic economics, what you would say is, well, if you can't get workers, then just pay them more. I think there's going to be a combination of higher wages, but I also think that would-be workers are going to have the opportunity to actually say, wait a minute, I don't want to just take this job for the money. I want benefits. I want hours that are a little bit either more flexible or at least in advance that make me able to plan my life. I think that workers are going to find themselves happily with a little bit more power in this classic relationship.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS Business News analyst and host of Jill on Money. Thank you as always.
Take care.